Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Asiyekego Pastor Babsi Shulubani uyena ozohlala nathi kule nyanga yonke ka April esibusisa noma esilethela amazwi azos encourage amazwi ukuthi azophakamisa nemimoya edangele imimoya ephansi njoba bengisho phambilini ngithi asazo suku lwakusasa lusiphatheleni so kuhle ukuthi uyilungiselele kuseyimanje if mhlambe kuza into engekho right wazi ukuthi wena uamile ngamazwi a encourage ayo. Pastor Babsi, sawubona.
Sawubona sisibahle, and yeah, it's a cold weather, but our spirits are warm.
Yes.
So, afternoon to the listeners at home as well.
Thank you so much ukuthi uphinde usiphe isikhathi sakho kule nyanga ka April. Uyazi ngijabula kanjani uma always uthola ngikufonela ngithi Pastor Babsi, please sicela usiphe i word of encouragement uthi sisibahle ngeke nqabe ngizohlezi nge available ukuthi ke ngizohlala nomndeni lo ka Radio Pulpit. So ngiyabonga futhi ngiyak appreciate.
We are family and we give God the glory.
Amen. Usiphathelene kule ntambama.
Yazi sisibahle, what I have is actually what God had for me. So this is my personal word that I'm sharing with your listeners.
Uh-huh.
It's an attitude of gratitude.
Mm.
You know, gratitude is a strong feeling of appreciating to someone or something for what the person has done for you or to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And in gratitude, lengikhuluma ngayo, David in the book of Psalms chapter 50, when you read in verse 14, it says, make faithfulness your sacrifice to God.
Mm.
And keep the vows you made to the Most High.
Mm.
Then in verse 15, when you call on me, when you're in trouble, I will rescue you and then you will give me the glory. But what I like most is verse 23. We vala in Psalm 50, vala it, but giving thanks is the sacrifice that honors me.
Ooh.
So God is honored by our thanksgiving.
Mm.
So it sacrifice, it's thanksgiving, it's a sacrifice on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sharing this story when I say it's my personal story. And I was motivated myself. You know this weather with all this rain, Sangit?
Yeah.
So the other day, in the rain, it's raining. I'm in my car, in a heater. I'm not exposed from engine. And then as I was driving, I see a homeless person.
Mm.
Agana umbrella. Say like, you know, when someone's covered in a plastic, you can see this person is shivering.
Hmm.
And I've been asking for things. I don't know, maybe you're a listener, there are things that you want from God that you are asking God for, but you're failing to appreciate what you have.
Hmm.
When I got home, it's cold. Igiza i-on, ngifaka amanzi ebhavini, ne-foam bath, nama-oily. I switch on my kettle. It means I've got electricity. Ngenze hot chocolate. I switch on my electric blanket.
Mm.
When I was inside that bathtub, the Lord just spoke so sternly and clearly to me, Guti, what happened to your thanksgiving heart? You're always asking things. And then immediately I went back to that picture, yeah, that homeless person. So I don't know, my listener, Uguti, what is it that you've been taking for granted? That hot water, somebody doesn't have it. Umunye kwese aye emfuleni ayothatha amanzi, abasumlilo to put a pot ukuthi amanzi aboile. You are listening to the radio, it means that une radio ekhaya, or if awuna radio, you're listening from your car, or you're listening online, or you're listening from radio with DSTV 857. So whatever situation you may be, it's important that we go back to God. And then when you are thanking God, there are three things. Thanksgiving. Number one, no matter what you're experiencing in life, make it a habit to thank God. Because thanksgiving is a sign of humility.
Yeah.
With Job, when you read in Job 120, after all that happened to him, he thanked God. Because the Bible in 120 says, Job arose, he tore his robe, he shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped.
Mm.
Worship is a sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's thanksgiving. Wabo uNkulunkulu ukuthi bonga wathi uNkulunkulu naked I came, naked I shall depart. Wow. In all that was so I don't know what you're going through mlalele ekhaya. Mhlambe you've lost a loved one, you've been retrenched, maybe your business is not going right, maybe you're going through a divorce, maybe umntwana uyagula. Thank God. Uthi uNkulunkulu yebo ngiyakhala manje mara ngiyabonga ukuthi you gave me so many years to spend with this person. Umntwana uyagula ngiyabonga ukuthi ngikhonile ukumisa edoctorini. Ngibongile ukuthi nami medication ngiyakhona ukuyithenga. Number 2, thanksgiving precedes provision. When you thank God first, provision will follow. UJesu Kristu usikhombisile leyo nto leyo.
John
chapter 6 verse 12. But Jesus Christ, there was a multitude balambile. You know what he did? He took the loaf. When he had given thanks, first he gave thanks. When he had given thanks, he distributed, meaning there was a provision for all the multitudes with just the little that he had. Yes, I know you're not eating sushi right now or caviar. Thank God for lamas. What life? Yes, you're not popping champagne. You're not drinking hot chocolate. Thank God for the water that you're drinking. Some people don't have even clean water to drink. And number 3, is thanksgiving gives birth to solutions. Solutions we see, Samuel, David. David came to a point whereby he has built things, right, he has won wars. Now he sits in his sanctuary, and in his mansion, he thinks, wow, uNkulunkulu has given me this peace that I have now. I have conquered my enemies. But right now, in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, that story, he speaks to the prophet, I think now it's time for me to build a church. So you see, when you are thanksgiving, you are even to think clearly. And then the prophet says, no, tell him not to worry. He doesn't have to build a church. I will raise a son, this son, to build me a temple. So some things, you might be saying, I need to sort this out. I need to sort that out. But when you begin to thank God for what you have, God will raise other people to come and do the things that you're supposed to do. So my listeners, my sisters, my brothers, my fathers, my mothers, take a moment to thank God. Just thank God. I don't know when was the last time you thank God you were able to sit on the light. When was the last time you thank God when was the last time there are people who are barren, they cannot even have kids. Thank God, yes, he's given me this kid. Yes, I can't take them to the private school. I can't take them to the university, but I thank you that I have children. Thank God, the smallest things that we are able to do and give thanks for, God is able to can give us even more because of our heart is thankful. As I close, there's this story that I read. But ezulwini kunama room agcwele. Kune room eliyodwa le thanksgiving lihlala li empty. Because ingelezi zakhona zilele as namsebenzi. Because the one ama request ihlala busy. Once the requests are done, nobody goes to thank God. So let us have an attitude of thanksgiving. I know you know as well what when you do something for someone, they say babuye kuwe bathi ngiyabonga. It goes a long way. So may we start this April and going forward to thank God.
Amen.
God loves. It's a privilege. It's
inivalela. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Uyazi uma silfunda nje izwi ngaso sonke isikhathi li emphasize ukuthi senzeni sibe nokubonga kukuhle kukubi. Izwi lithi masimbonge uNkulunkulu ngoba ngesinye isikhathi sibuka izimo and then bese siba nokuthukuthela bese siyakhohlwa ukuthi izwi lithini lithi do not be anxious about anything but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request kubani kuNkulunkulu. Pastor Babsi, thank you so much ukuthi kule ntambama usikhumbuze futhi uemphasize le ndaba ye gratitude attitude of gratitude. Mhlampe nje in 1 second omunye angabuza ukuthi ngidevelopa kanjani an attitude of gratitude.
You develop an attitude of gratitude by inside thanking yourself first, because most of the times we don't thank ourselves.
Yeah.
You don't thank yourself for showing up. You don't thank yourself for achieving what you said you want to do. For you to wake up alone, you must thank yourself. How many times uthi umuntu uyavuka ube lesihatele and then uhluleke ukuvuka and uthi uyavuka ube ne headache, but you are able to develop it first within you. Appreciate yourself first. Ngiyabonga ukuthi babsi ngivukile. Ngiyabonga ukuthi babsi ngiyakhona ukuyenza 1 2 3 4. Then you be able to thank God futhi it's not a must but God is doing it for you. Amen.
Amen. Es simthola kanjani uPastor Babsi mangekho la emoyeni?
Hayi uPastor Babsi ukhona in all the social networks who Babsi Shilubani BABSY and you can also check my website babsishilubani.com. If you go on my website you'll find my number and my email address www.babsishilubani.com. My contacts are there, my WhatsApp number is there, my email address is there.
Thank you. Asibonane futhi next week.
Thank you, stay blessed.
Sithi all give thanks kanye no Judith Siphuma. Bless you.
Thank you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.